Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Who's that lady?
Anna! The Rand McCoy! Come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy. Come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's the Rand McCoy show. The Rand McCoy.
She's persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose: to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Who's
and now,
lady?
Your host, Anna.
The Rand McCoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want to invite you into this show today. I am excited about our guest. I mean, wait till you hear this story. Young woman, 27 years old, entrepreneur, you know, pursuing her dreams and visions. I had a great opportunity to experience her gift. I mean, it's phenomenal. So we're talking about healthy power all month long, and I just want to encourage you today. You know, on Monday we talked about on our 15 Minutes to Destiny about just some of the experiences that you're having, the tips, and I want you to know I've been moving it, ladies. So far this week I've already clocked almost 15 miles. Today was 12, and then the weekend, you know, I'm counting the weekend too, y'all, because, you know, I had to get me a walking buddy, Miss Trina Jeter, to help me to walk it off. And so I was like, girl, I need your help. You know what I'm saying? Come over here and help me. So it's been a delightful time of just sharing while we're, you know, getting ourselves a little more healthy. And what we discovered this morning, which was so amazing walking together, is that it's really, we forgot all about walking because the conversation is so great. The knowledge, observations, you know, we're looking at things as we were walking in the morning, and the budding, the blooming, and the blossoming of nature, and, you know, various things. So there are many other value-added benefits of you taking that walk in the morning. So we want to encourage you to get moving, but I don't want to labor us much longer, so I want to share with you who our guest is today, Miss Melanie Hickson, who is also the founder of two companies. One is called The Brownie Factory, and the other one is Breakfast at Melanie. So I'm excited about her because I had an opportunity, Shauna and I, my husband, my family, have had an opportunity to experience some of her delightful, delectable, oh my gosh, they're just phenomenal breakfast bars, and then some of her chocolates, and you know, you got to hear this story with this young lady. So she is phenomenal, and I'm so excited about her really moving on her dreams and her visions. She is a God-fearing young woman. She is the mother of three children, and she is an entrepreneur. So she takes all of these roles very, very seriously in her life, and she's really passionate about bringing awareness to individuals to eat more healthy, to eat organically, to really even do some things yourself, to be conscious, to be responsible and accountable for what you put right in here, right in your mouth. So if you're watching me, you can watch us on live on Ustream. Just look up Woman Act Now, or you can listen in. I want you to participate in today's call because she'll certainly be able to accept some of your, some of your questions today. So you can always give us a call at 718-664-6402 to be a part of this program today. Again, our guest today is Melanie Hickson, and she is calling in from New York City, but I'm just excited, so I'm going to invite her to the show. Before I get started, if any of you are near your computers, I want to tell you where you can find some of those goodies that we're going to be talking about today so that you can take an action like I did. I had an opportunity to talk to Melanie last night we were just kind of talking, and we got to talking about all that good stuff, and then it started bringing back all these memories in my head about how good it was. I had them in my backpacks. I had them in my sacks, in my luggage. You know what I'm saying? All these breakfast bars, midday bars. I mean, they were awesome. So you know what I had to do, right, people? While I was talking to her, while she was yet speaking, folks, I had to order me some more. So that might happen to you today when you hear what this young lady has to say about how she is creating organically rich, delicious treats. Also, I call them, I really think they're meal replacements, and they are so delicious, but they're breakfast bars. I mean, you will feel great about giving this to your children. If you have to run out the door, you're going to feel awesome if they ate one of these bars. I mean, fresh products, people. I mean, phenomenal, okay? So I want you to go to thebrowniefactoryonline.com, or you can go to overstock.com and look up Breakfast at Melanie's. And so I want you to see some of the things that she has, and I want to invite her to the show. And Melanie, I'm going to open up the line for you. Melanie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing just wonderful.
Yes.
Highly enthusiastic about you and about what you're doing. I think it's just phenomenal. First of all, I think you're phenomenal. You're a phenomenal woman. And the fact that you're 27 years old, I know that you have your own challenges in life, and just three of them. You got three of them that you can start off any day with.
Yes.
In your life, and to be able to overcome that and give birth to a dream or a vision, Melanie, you have my vote, honey. You have
my
vote. So I want to welcome you to the show, to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and our guest today, who is the founder of the Brownie Factory as well as Breakfast at Melanie's. And so, Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, let me tell you, girl, you have no idea. When I tell you I'm excited, I'm enthusiastic, I am hopeful for you, I truly mean that with every fiber of my being. And
one of your friends,
I'm not even sure who it was, but one of your friends on Facebook, and you know that's one of Melanie's challenges you might hear in the background, so, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, it's all right, people, because she's got a couple of people on the show with her, but you stay tuned and listen. But I hear one of your friends on Facebook sent me a message, an email saying, Anna, would you try this product? I have this friend, she's making these breakfast bars. Would you try, you know, maybe you could talk to her or something. Would you try this product or whatever? And so she sent me, I said, just send me a link where I can order these, you know, so I can support your vision here, Melanie.
Okay.
I don't want her to send me anything. I'm going to buy this product, and I'm going to try it. And so, people, you have no idea what happened when I got my little box. But, you know, in later weeks to come, you're going to see a video about Coach Hannah having breakfast at Melanie's. So, Melanie, tell us how you got started.
Well, truthfully, actually, I got started with prayer, to be honest with you. I was a single mom. I just had a baby, and I had to quit my job because my daughter was very sick as a young child, and I had to stop working. And so I had to stay home and figure out what I was going to do. And being a single mom, I didn't have a second income, so I had to figure out what I was going to do. So I started praying really heavy, and I really started to allow God to speak to me and tell me what it is that he wanted me to do. I had a dream, and in the dream was truly a list of ingredients that I was supposed to follow. There was no title of what it was supposed to be. It was just the ingredients. I decided to wake up that morning. My mother actually slept over my house that night, and we woke up, and she's the baker of the family, so we woke up, and we did the ingredients, and it turned out to be a brownie. So that's actually how the Brownie Factory got started. And then the organic side of it came into play when my health was in jeopardy and I had a lot of issues. I was constantly in and out of my doctor's office, and they just kept kind of giving me a medicine. Here, take this, take that, take this, and try this and try that. And nothing worked. So I got in touch with a naturopathic doctor. They gave me some advice, and one of the biggest things was just switch to organic. So I ate pretty much the same exact thing, but I just started eating organically. I drank a lot more water, which I definitely did. I added a lot more vegetables to my diet. I minimized the sugar and the yeast in my diet, and I just became a lot more conscious of what I was cooking and what I was eating. And literally within 7 days, the issues that I had at my doctor's office were no longer an issue. They literally went away. I no longer needed any medicine or anything to take. And now that I'm doing the Brownie Factory, which is a gourmet organic dessert company, I am trying to encourage everyone to become a lot more conscious of what they're eating, to become more aware, and definitely more responsible and accountable for what they're choosing to put in their mouths, because we have to start taking the power back, because we're the ones spending our money on this food, and we have to now start making a statement by telling whoever's producing this genetically modified food, we have to start telling them we don't want that. We want real food, you know? So that's kind of how I got started, and it's just been motivating me ever since. I feel good. I feel healthy. I feel, you know, I'm enjoying life right now.
Well, what's so amazing about that, you said some very critical things, is real food. And
yes.
You and I had this conversation about food that you buy and it's still, it never goes bad. Something's wrong with that, people.
Yes.
Something's wrong with that.
Yes.
Food ought to spoil people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just, and that's the thing. I think when I was made aware of that, actually, it's so funny. I was watching the Oprah show, actually, and she had a guest on there that was speaking about food, and he had a documentary out. And from that documentary, he had done a test on his own where he had a prepackaged spongy dessert with cream in it, he says.
Oh, yeah.
And he left it. To this day, he still has that same exact spongy, creamy cake in a package from 10 years ago that is still spongy and soft and considered fresh to this day.
Well, you
and
know what that was? That was a Twinkie, people.
Yes, yes.
That was a Twinkie. Just call it what it is, Melanie. Call it what it is.
You know, I wasn't trying to...
Your lunch with Twinkie.
Yes, it was. and I said, and when he said that to me, it just shocked me, because here it is, you know, I think we all love desserts. We all love the sugary things, and that's fine. But when you're eating something that doesn't even spoil, you have to start to wonder, what is it doing to the inside of your body? If it's going inside your system and it doesn't spoil, it never lived at one point, it was created in some type of petri dish, you wonder, how does your body actually digest it? And the answer is, it doesn't. Your body does not digest it. And so it just starts to basically settle itself as fat on our bodies, basically, because our bodies don't know what to do with it. And so it just brought awareness to me, and that was something that I really want people to start paying attention to, because that's crazy.
Well, you know, I heard something, and I don't know how true this is, but how fat cells are like a part of your, they're like a part of your immune system, you know?
Okay.
They're like they help fight. You know, if it doesn't know what to do with this foreign object, it's gonna store it. It's gonna, you know, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. You gotta stop eating that stuff, people.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So, Melanie, how much has your health, you know, by not feeling very well, how did your health really influence you? And I think, first of all, I want to go back to that dream. You had a dream, you got these ingredients, you ended up with a brownie. And let me go back to that first, because I want to hear more about that, and I'm sure our listeners do as well, is that the Lord showed you this in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You make this stuff, and tell me what happened as you guys, when you finished this, how did you know to bake it and not? Was it the flour? What was it that made you come up with this process at the end of the moment? I mean, you can have all the ingredients, but how did you know what to do?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I think it was just something that was innate. I love to cook. My mother was there at the time. She's the baker and the cook of the family, which is where I've learned it from. And I think it was just, there was ingredients, and we said, well, let's mix it up and see what happens. And so I guess that might have just been our second nature thing, and so we did it.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a brownie, and we just kept playing with the recipe until later on, which actually took me about 3 years to actually settle on the exact flavor, taste, and everything that I wanted it to be. But it was good when I started it, but it just opened up a new door in my life, and because I was looking for my purpose is why I think that answer settled well with my spirit. And it worked. I can tell that it wasn't just a dream that God just, you know, it wasn't just a dream that came into my head. It was something I believe God wanted me to act on and start to be productive at. So that's what I started to do. And that's really how it started, really.
Wow. Tell us just a little bit about some of the products that you have.
Well, on both sides, for the Brownie Factory side, again, an organic dessert company, we do brownies in a new way. We don't just do the traditional square brownie. Everything is organic, but now our biggest hit right now is brownie pops. We do a lot of different brownie pops, a lot of different flavors that are filled with organic creams, filled with fruit, dipped in chocolate, rolled in walnuts, rolled in, you know, any organic nut you can think of. We also do brownie truffles. We do brownie bars now, which is our newest thing, brownie bars, which is kind of like a candy bar, but it's a brownie. It's a brownie, and it's dipped in chocolate. And, again, we use all organic ingredients so that it's pure, it's real, and it is something that will eventually mold if you don't eat it. So it is alive at one point. It comes from live food. I'm trying to think. And on the breakfast at Melanie's side, we do the breakfast bars, as you were speaking about. We also do our own instant oatmeal packages so that people who are on the go, who aren't the cooks in the morning. I created my own instant oatmeal, my own recipe for it, and it's in a package to go, and you can bring it with you when you get to the office and fix it, or you can fix it before you leave, and you just open up that packet and you put water or rice milk or whole milk in it, and you put it in the microwave for a minute and a half, and you're ready to go.
Well, I want to tell you, let's talk a little bit about that transition of moving from organic, moving from just any type of food to organic, and I know it has a lot to do with your health, but tell us a little bit about some of the symptoms that you were having, because there might be some viewers or listeners today who might also suffer. I suffered several years ago. I couldn't even raise up my arms above my shoulders. I was in such pain and turmoil in my joints and all of these things. And again, you know, the doctor is saying, you know what, you have fibromyalgia, you have chronic fatigue syndrome. Of course, I was all of the above, I'm sure. But one of the things that I was doing, which had to do with my eating, folks, is I had moved to New York City, which is the deli capital of the world, if you don't know it.
Yes.
Deli on every corner, and I had no idea people eat that much lunch meat, okay? So I started eating lunch meat and like a soup, half a sandwich and a soup. You know, you order in, you don't go out to lunch much unless you got a lunch meeting or something on Wall Street. You kind of eat at your desk. And so I began to do that just out of habit. You know, it was easy. You didn't have to think about anything.
Right.
And after a couple of years there, I just could not. I literally couldn't get out of bed. My husband would have to help me. My arms were hurting so badly. I mean, it was just awful. And like you, in this transition, I had to not only change my environment of New York, I actually moved, got a second home in Florida. The day I arrived there, by the way, it was like this whole thing, weight was lifted off my shoulder, but I still couldn't literally raise up my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to be in a parking lot, and I looked over, and there was a vitamin store there. And I looked at my husband, I said, my answer is in that store.
Okay.
I go there to say, okay, I need some help. And when I got in there, the guy says, don't do anything. I want you to see this naturopathic doctor the next day. And I came back. He says, if you'll take care of your body, if you'll take care of your spirit, we will take care of your body. And I was like, okay, I'll be back tomorrow. And like you're saying, she told me, you can't eat any of this stuff. You've got to start eating very much like you. Organic, you've got to do this within really 14 days, my body had completely turned around.
Yes.
So tell me about your transition. I'm sure it's very similar to mine.
Well, for me, my symptoms were I had just had a baby, and usually, you know, if it, for all the people who are listening who have children who are pregnant at one point, you know, a baby can take a toll on your body, truly, a zap you of everything. And I was very young. I was about 21, going on 22. So I was still young and vibrant, and my body, about 5 months after I had her, my hair started falling out, my teeth literally started to crack. I didn't understand how that was happening, but it did. My skin, I had eczema all over my skin, which I hadn't had before. I was sick all the time. This is a little personal, but well, it's very personal. But I honestly couldn't move my bowels for weeks on end. I couldn't sleep. I had all these issues, and those are just a few of them that I can remember, but I had all these issues. I couldn't keep anything down as far as eating anything. I couldn't digest anything. I mean, you name it, my body just was not working together. It wasn't doing what it needed to do. And kind of like you, once I spoke to the naturopathic doctor, once I spoke to my naturopathic doctor, a weight was lifted off of me from that, because she let me know that I was going to be okay. Because after speaking to so many doctors, they were trying to label me with all kinds of things, and I said, no, you know, this can't be. This can't be. And once I spoke with her, she let me know that I was going to be okay. She gave me a very few things to do. It was drinking a lot of water, stay away from sugar and yeast, and take a tablespoon of olive oil at night. That's what she suggested to me.
Wait a minute, tell us that again.
Start drinking a good amount of water. I had to start drinking a lot of water. She said to stay away from the yeast and the sugar, and she told me to take a tablespoon of olive oil at night. And at night, she meant take a tablespoon of olive oil at night, and that let that be the last thing I eat. Let that be the last thing I have in my system. The olive oil, literally within 7 days, I had set up a doctor's appointment with her, which wasn't coming until the next following week. So I had 7 days before I met with her. Within 7 days, everything, I'm serious, my skin changed within 7 days. My hair started to change by it not falling out anymore. But, of course, I didn't have a head full of hair 7 days later. But my hair had stopped. I mean, my hair was coming out in clumps every day. Every day my hair was coming out in clumps. And within 7 days, my hair stopped coming out. My skin, the eczema patches, started to dry up and go away. I started to be able to go to sleep. I started to be able to actually eat and keep a meal down in my system. And then I was actually able to use the bathroom properly. And just in those 7 days before I actually met with her, that little bit changed everything, literally changed everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I hope you folks got that. I hope you folks got that. Water, organic olive oil.
Yes,
and
extra virgin.
And what?
Extra virgin organic olive oil. You want to keep it as pure as possible. And I'm telling you, and I just recently learned that good olive oil should actually burn a little bit on the back of your throat and let you know that it's working, it's real. It's not
okay.
Been processed. So that's a good tip. Anytime you're looking for olive oil, if you buy it and you don't feel that little burn in the back, it's almost like a peppery kind of feeling, like you just ate some pepper or something, then you probably should get another brand. And to be honest with you, the brand that I like to use is Whole Foods. It's Whole Foods brand 365. That's
yes.
The brand that I like to use.
Yes, that's good.
So.
Wow. And tell me about your weight.
Well, right now, after three babies, I am 150 pounds, 155 pounds, I'm sorry, 155 pounds. I'm also 5'11".
Wow.
I'm 5'11", so I'm tall. So
girl,
my
you're
weight.
Doing good. You're
yeah.
Doing good.
My weight distributes there. So I'm very tall. I have an athletic build, and I'm 155 pounds. And I have to be honest, not that I'm recommending it, but I actually don't work out as much as I should. I have a lot of energy strictly from what I eat. The working
yes.
out just adds to it. I started working out about a week ago, so I'm starting a new regimen. I mean, besides my children, I run after them every single day, all day. But besides
sure.
that, I don't actually have an allotted time that I work out, and I just started adding that to my regimen. But before that, I mean, people constantly complimented me on my skin and how it glows and how are you in shape after three babies. And honestly, it's strictly – I can honestly say – it's not because of exercise. It really was because of food. I recommend exercise to keep, you know, your blood flowing, to keep your system moving properly. I definitely recommend it, which is why I started doing it. But just from me changing my eating, you know, my diet, my food alone is what gave me a lot of energy. Eating that real live food is what gives me a lot of energy every day.
Well, you know, it's amazing because you're absolutely right. One of the things that that we do, it's like, for instance, with me, when I eat food, like we had dinner with friends last night. We had barbecue and all this other stuff. And I was like, I don't want no barbecue, so y'all going to have the barbecue. So we had lettuce, wedges, and watermelon. That was my meal. I was loving every bite of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the potatoes. You know, all this stuff, and loved every bite without eating the beef or the chicken, or not that you can't eat those things, but for me, when we pay attention to our bodies, they speak to us.
Yes.
And we have to learn to listen to our bodies, and I am a firm believer that what you put in your mouth has everything to do with who you are. It has to do with energy. Go ahead, Melanie.
Well, no, I was speaking with my sister, and she reminded me of the statement of you are what you eat. Obviously, if you eat a potato, you're not going to turn into a potato, but you are what you eat. You know, you are what you eat. If you eat real live food, you'll have a lot more life in you. You'll have a lot more energy. You'll want to live life because that's what's in you. If you're eating prepackaged, extremely inundated, preservative-filled food, genetically modified food that is made in a petri dish, and you're eating that, well, your body is not going to get the nutrients and the energy and the life that it needs to thrive, to grow and do what it needs to do. It's just not. So that I think bringing awareness to people about food and making it simple, it's really not difficult.
Yeah.
It's just about simplifying things. You know, my mother always says, keep it simple, fam. You know, keep it simple, Sam. Simple. Simplicity truly works. Very easy things work. Like you said, salad wedges, you can put a little lemon and olive oil on that. I love that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It's very tasty.
Let's talk a little bit about when you think about, do you have any favorite books, food books, foodie books, or any type of information that do you have? You written an e-book or anything? Or you got any kind of tools that people can walk away with and continue to educate themselves? Because I got a few of my own, by the way.
Okay. Well, as of right now, for me, to be honest with you, no, I don't have any favorite books. I am in the process of making my own recipe book so that people can start to see what I mean by living very simple and eating simple and still enjoying food. But I think for me, my process in this really allowed me to focus on what I really wanted to do and what I wanted to bring forth to people, and kind of make a stamp in the world where people start to see that you can also do it. You can eat healthy. Simple things you can get at the grocery store can make a big difference. So no books, really. I listen to a lot of people. I learn from a lot of people. Oprah is one of them. Dr. Oz is one of them. You know, there's certain people I do listen to, but I can't say that I've read any books that I've actually focused too much on, because I think I've made my own niche in that for myself. I've kind of done, as you said, you know, your body speaks to you. I kind of decided to do things that work for me. And, you know.
Well, again, listen to your body, and it will speak to you. But I want to introduce you all to a book, and you know this book when I say it to you. The name of the book is called Food Rules. Now, I just one of them is food rules, like laws or rules, you know, that we follow. But I just heard when I said food rules, like food rules, like, you know, it is the rule of you if you don't get it under control. It will rule your life. And so many people have such a challenge with food. But this particular book is by Michael Pollan, and he really gives some very simple food rules to help you. And one of the things that I found really helpful is, you know, most people just, what should I eat? I mean, everything. I want you to think about this, and I know, Melanie, you probably have thought about this when you walk into a convenience store. you know, or a service station, you know, is there anything in there that you can eat, people? Well, I just want you to know, there's just a couple of things. They're starting to put a banana, apple, and an orange in there, and those might be your very best choices, along with a bottle of water. But I was on a special diet a few years ago, and the funniest thing happened to me. I walked into, you know, getting some gas, and I said, well, let me just run in here. And you really see, I think I was on a road trip. That's when I was on a road trip. And, you know, you stop at the gas station. I'm like, what can I eat in here? Well, I realized there was absolutely nothing I could eat in these places. If they didn't have fruit, because a lot of the things that I was allergic to that was causing my body to fail me and my immune system to fail, was in all of these, the enriched flours, the corn, the amazing amount of corn that's in snacks and potato chips and, you know, stuff like that. So this book, Food Rules, it talks about, you know what, don't eat where you get your gas. Okay, does that make sense to you people? Can you remember that? I think you can. Don't eat where you get your gas. I know they got Taco Cabana in the background. They got now McDonald's in the background. Now they got Subway in the background, Kentucky Fried Chicken. All of that's in the background on the side. You can go around the side of the service station and get you a sub sandwich. Just don't eat where you get your gas, okay? Hold that right here in your heart. Here's another one she talks about is don't eat anything your great-grandmother wouldn't recognize as food.
Yes.
That's a really good one. And that's why what you do. Melanie, you're bringing us back to our roots. Make some, people.
Yes.
Take your hands, you know.
Absolutely.
This recipe, monkey bread, from Nana, who was, at the time that I learned it, she was 94. She lived till she was 100 years old. And she taught us, and we videotaped her, on how to make monkey bread from scratch. And it was the funniest thing as we were interviewing her, and she's making this monkey bread, and, you know, you mix all these ingredients together. She says, honey, just put your hands in it, and that's what God gave you hands for. Put your hands in it. Put your hands in it.
Yes.
So that you can mix and knead the bread. But you know what? Some of us, Melanie, we don't know how to prepare anything unless it comes out of a package. And I thought, hey, wouldn't that be a great idea? And I just saw this on a cling-free wrap box, you know, a Glade cling-free wrap.
Mm-hmm.
No need for pots, people. Don't buy another pot. Just buy you a microwavable plastic bag so you can suck up all the estrogen in your body through a plastic bag and have cancer and a bunch of other stuff. You know, don't buy another pot, baby. Don't you buy a pot because you don't need to cook. Just put it in the microwave and get you a little radiation and who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mutated genes, whatever it's going to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I saw that last night. I said, these people are losing their mind. Why have we come to this place where we believe that we need it faster? That we believe that you can't make a 30-minute meal, that you can't give your family 30 minutes of your time to prepare a meal for them, that it has to come out of a box?
Right.
Come on, we got to wake up, people. Wake up!
Well, that's, I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, well, that's exactly why when I do what I do, I put it in an easy, convenient package, not because it's filled with a bunch of junk, but because I want to get it to people so that they can have a level of ease and they don't have to get stressed out about, oh, I have to give 30 minutes. You know what? If you don't have 30 minutes, even if you have 15 or 20 minutes, you know, take the time to, you know, you can actually make oatmeal from scratch within 5 minutes, literally.
Of course, in your own house, people get the old-fashioned oatmeal. And
you can do it.
I like steel-cut oatmeal, and they say they're about the same. I mean, one, half a dozen, it just depends on texture. But I want to encourage you, too, ladies, to get you some. When you buy your oatmeal, you can always buy it from bulk, and it's a lot cheaper from, like, the Whole Foods or, you know, if you have a place, Central Market or something in your community, is go and buy you a pound of oatmeal. You know, it costs you $2-3. You know, get you some.
It'll cost you $2. $2.
Look at it. $2, people. $2. Tell me you can't eat breakfast for $2 for a week.
For a week.
For a week. And you can carry it with you in your own microwave of a bag if that's what you want to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's amazing about that is that, you know, all of these fast food restaurants now are jumping on board with this whole oatmeal craze.
Mm.
You know, go to McDonald's and get oatmeal. You can go to Starbucks and get oatmeal. You can go Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they have it, but two or three places. You can go and you can get oatmeal with fruit, oatmeal with nuts, oatmeal, because they're recognizing what a simple way, you know,
but
that to give you a little bit of fiber or something. Go ahead, Melanie.
I was going to say people still have to be aware of those things as well because, again, when you don't make it yourself, you don't know what they're putting in it. You don't know if they're using white sugar to sweeten it. You don't know how it is. So you have to do, you know, I tell people, again, when you become conscious, you have to do a little research, find out about what it is. If they're doing it the right way, then I recommend definitely if you can pick it up from a store that it's and it's made for you and you can trust it, then, you know, more power to you. But if you don't know what's in it, I still would recommend people to still try to take that extra 5 minutes in the morning and put on that pot. All you got to do is put a cup of water in a pot. It'll boil within minutes. And by the time you put the oatmeal in there, I mean, it doesn't take a long time at all. It really doesn't. And you can have yourself a healthy meal, and it gives you a good amount of energy to start your day. It fills you up because it's a lot of fiber. You know, your body gets to digest it properly. You're really getting a good meal. If you get a good bowl of oatmeal, a little cinnamon, you know, a little nutmeg, you're good to go. Some raisins, you're good to go.
And you're absolutely right. You know, and for those who are listening to us here on Blog Talk Radio at Woman Act Now Radio, we want to encourage you, if you've got some questions today, you want to weigh in on this conversation about healthy power with our guest, Melanie Hickson, who is also the founder of The Brownie Factory. You can go to thebrowniefactory.com or go to overstock.com and look up Breakfast at Melanie's, and you can order some of her breakfast bars. I'm telling you, you can't even eat the whole bar because it's just too much. It's just going to fill you up, and that's one of the things that I've learned about eating good food, eating whole food, eating organic food, is that you don't need as much. You can eat a small amount, and it seems to fill you up. You
Absolutely.
Know, one of the tips we gave you is to eat mindfully this month, to slow down a little bit. Take a little bit of time. Slow down. You went to lunch today and you ate in 3 minutes. You got a problem. Slow it down. Slow it down because it's going to make you hungry. Another tip that you can do, if you feel like you're still hungry, you're craving some sweets, you're craving food, if you will brush your teeth afterwards or just take a little bit of like Listerine or mouthwash or something with you, wash out your mouth after you eat. It'll give you that point of satisfaction where you're not consistently craving for something else. And it's the taste buds that are still moving around in there, people. So you can do that if you have that issue. I don't have that issue. I eat and I move on. Because, you know, I eat to live and I don't live to eat.
Yes.
Okay. But if you need help, I'm trying to help you. Trying to help you today. So
that's
I want
right.
to share another rule with you. Avoid food products containing ingredients that no ordinary human would keep in the pantry. So I'm going to ask you guys, you got any exozolate, diglycerin, cellulose, xanthan, what's that, xanthan gum? Look, we can't even pronounce it.
It's called xanthan gum, you're saying everything that I'd like to say, too. I agree.
Xanthan, I can't even pronounce this. So what about... Can you imagine eating ammonia sulfate? You eat it every day. Uh-huh.
Yep.
If you wouldn't cook with them yourself, why let others use these ingredients to cook for you?
Absolutely.
And all of the things that I've just identified, they are designed to extend the shelf life and make old food look fresher and more appetizing than it really is. Let me tell you this funny story. Shana and I went to Amsterdam this past year ago, and we're sitting there and we're ordering as our first food experience in Amsterdam, people. So we're sitting there and we order, we ask the guy, what do you have? He says, oh, we have these dumplings. I said, well, what type do you have, you know? And it's like the Japanese dumplings or Chinese dumplings, right? And I said, well, what kind do you have? You have shrimp, you got whatever. He says, yes, we have shrimp, we have beef, and we have pig. I said, did you say pig? He says, oh, yes, we have pig. I said, did you mean to say pork? Did you mean to say bacon, ham? That's what you think it is, but people, it's pig. It's pig.
Mm.
And it jolted something in my mind to say, what is this stuff? You know, when you think about a pig, you don't think a pig. You know, you don't think Porky Pine or Porky Corky, whatever his name is. You don't think that. You think bacon. You think sausage. Look how they named everything. But them people over in Amsterdam, you want some pig? We got plenty of pig here. I like that pig cooked. And you have got to be kidding me. These people, you know, they're direct. I say, my goodness. I was like, well, why didn't they say cow? You know, they call that beef. But when they said pig, I was like, whoa, now I'm going to pass on that pig right now, man. Just get some shrimp, something I know about. I don't know what that pig going to come out looking. Is it going to be bacon? Is it going to be a pork chop? Is it going to be ham? What's it going to be? So I passed on the pig. So I guarantee you if people start to talk to be passing. So, Melanie, just hold on for a second because we have someone who want to join our conversation again. Are you
okay?
One. To join the conversation.
Okay.
Area 203, welcome to the call.
Hi, my name is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Welcome.
Thank you. I was calling in because this is actually one of the most passionate conversations that I've heard on the radio in a very long time, and I agree with it. So I had to call in.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, You have some tips. Tell us what about this conversation is stimulating, is reaching you today?
Just the fact that it's making people aware of what they put in their bodies. I think a lot of times people, I think the responsibility of what you eat and how you treat yourself has been taken away from the individual. So people just take or eat or accept whatever they're given, as opposed to taking control of what they put in themselves. And I think this show today is letting people know you actually have more control than you think. You can choose what you put in your body. You can choose what you eat and how you feel. And you can choose whether you eat a chemical or actual food. Mm. So I think that's great. And I think it allows people to not feel as overwhelmed. And I think it's great to encourage people to read labels, to be aware of how their food is being processed or how it's being grown or where it was grown at or how it's being slaughtered. I think things like that are great.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much, Zoe, for your comments today. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, Sophie. I'm going to take caller 443-204. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Vera.
Hi, Vera.
And
how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in to say that it's very evident that Melanie is very passionate about what she does.
Yes.
And it shines through not only in what she says, but her actual products. I've given, you know, her breakfast bars to coworkers for Christmas gifts, and everyone just absolutely loves them. And she talks about the ingredients, and I think that is key. I've given them to my children because of my daughter's, you know, allergic reactions to different foods and things like that. So I'm a firm believer in not only passion, but information is key. And I just want to celebrate her. She's a phenomenal young woman, and I just give all, you know, hands lifted up to her for what she's doing.
Thank you so much,
Vera. Girl, you better go ahead on, go on, because I'm with you on them breakfast bars. I'm telling you, I need to video people. I am so crazy. I video everything, right? So when that mail, when that box came, I said, we got mail. I opened up the box, people, pulled out my brown box with my ribbon and gold little thingy on it. And I had to show you everything. I just ain't edited the video. But now that I didn't talk to Melanie, she probably go, like, what you call that, kind of encourage me to go ahead and finish this thing so you can see it. But you got to buy this product, people. Okay, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want all those who are listening to me or watching today. I really want you, this is what I want you to do. You know, Gail King, Aunt Gail King on Twitter and on Facebook, you know, she likes to eat. And I know she will love these bars because she's always on the run. She got to get 5 and 6 in the morning, you know, try to get to her radio program and everything. Probably hungry, knowing Gail. She's probably hungry. Okay, so y'all need to tell her you need to have breakfast at Melanie's, okay? Send her a tweet message, and I heard this great show. Man, there are people talking about these breakfasts. Probably going to like them. Tell them, Gail, it tastes like a hamburger, and she going to buy them. You know, it ain't right. It just ain't right, is it? But it's the truth, people. So, Vera, thank you so much for joining us. I have another caller who wants to weigh in on our conversation.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vera. All right, caller 214-376, I'm coming to you.
Hey, it's Roz. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Melanie, I'm allergic to chocolate, but you and Coach have put it into me that I'm going to say, Lord, I ain't allergic to chocolate no more, so I can go taste those bars. And when you were talking about the oatmeal, I put a scoop of protein and of blueberry or tropical, and then mix it up with the omega swirl. So when you gave the testimony about the olive oil, I'm glad that I'm already hooked on the flex oil, because Barlings has the strawberry, banana, and the mango, and you can add it to your oatmeal, and it tastes wonderful. So I thank you for being an example of being, you are God's priority system. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, let me tell you, you know, I'm going to share this rule because I want to highlight Melanie's products, is because she uses, oh, and I was talking about all your ingredients, honey. I was just naming them all, and I say, for people who know about organic stuff, you know what this means, right? Okay, so one of the food rules is avoid food products that contain high fructose corn syrup. Now, Melanie, can you speak to that?
Okay, there is a commercial. There is a commercial out that is trying to get people to think that sugar is sugar. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's sugar, it doesn't matter. Your body will digest it the same. That is not true. Your body cannot recognize high fructose corn syrup because of the fact that it's been under such high, it's been processed at such a high level.
Yeah.
You want to keep, if you're going to use sweeteners, I personally recommend using real sweeteners, using natural sweeteners. Agave is a good sweetener.
Yeah.
Coconut palm sugar is a good sweetener. It has a, what is it, like a molasses, not molasses, more like a syrupy, deep, rich flavor to it, so it's good to bake with. I also do use cane sugar, organic cane sugar, but organic cane sugar is, the tint of it is almost like a brown, like a tannish brown. And that color, when you pick up organic cane sugar, that color just indicates that it hasn't been processed to the point that white sugar has been processed. White sugar is really like a drug. It's like you're pouring drugs into your mixture. I mean, seriously, it's no good for you at all. I use all the sweeteners that I mentioned. Honey is a good one if you're not allergic to it, or if some people who are vegan, they don't eat honey. Trying to think of some other ones. And then I also recommend people using natural sweeteners. If you're with oatmeal, you can put applesauce in it. You can even add applesauce to bake brownies. I actually did it recently to try it out and see if my children would love it. My son, who is 2 years old, we actually just switched. We're switching his diet because I noticed some things with him, and he was dealing with eczema and everything like that. I switched his diet. He eats organically, but I took a lot of the sugars, sugar out of it, and I started using natural fruit-based sugars. Beet juice is actually another one, but I started using applesauce, and he loves it. It tastes like a fruit chocolatey bar. It is delicious, and he eats it like it's the last thing he's ever going to eat. He loves it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what's amazing is simple, is that when we think about foods and the addition of sugar to them, there's some basic foods when you think about most of these companies, they add sugar to our condiments, to different things like that, primarily so that they can taste sweeter, to breads and different things. If you don't add sugar to bread, it just doesn't taste that sweet, people. You know,
yeah.
Like cinnamon rolls and stuff. What you eat? Oh. You eat some bread with some sugar on top. So it just wears me out that you got to have sugar on your red beans. Sugar on bread. Sugar. Okay, what's wrong with this picture is that what's wrong with it ultimately results in diabetes,
uh-huh.
high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of these different things we end up having to fight. So we're not just talking about being healthy or having this healthy power. Healthy power comes in your decision-making, your choices that you make in order to empower your ability to be the best that you can be. Earlier this week, I talked about the root word of healthy is heal. And to be healed, you have to go to the healer. You have to be in relationship with the healer, mind, body, and spirit, that triangular being. So you have to be in fellowship with God. If you want to be your very best, physically you have to be a great steward over your body, and that's what we're talking about. You have the power of this, and that is your hand for those who are listening to me and for those who are watching, and you have the power of what you put in your mouth. And then thirdly, what you've learned today is dealing with your mind, renewing your mind about healthy, being healthy, is that we have to take responsibility in all three of these areas in order to have a positive, a powerful social well-being, and that's the relationship of all three of these together, in your relationship to food, your relationship to people, and your relationship to knowledge. You make the choice. How you like that? How you like me now, Melanie?
I love it. I love it. I love it.
How funny is that? So I want to invite anyone who's listening to the show. I know we've got some of our favorite listeners on the line, Miss Margie Stewart. We've got Shauna Stallworth. She's listening in another location today. And I tell you, Melanie, this has just been awesome. So I want to talk just for a moment to for Melanie these last few minutes of the show, unless someone, if you'd like to join us, you can call in to 718-664-6402. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio with our guest Melanie Hickson on Healthy Power, and she has really given us some great knowledge, and I want to share this with you. She's on Overstock.com, which means her product has gone national. Many of you have seen the commercials on television, you know, O.com. Just go to O.com and look up Breakfast at Melanie's, and you'll be able to find her bars and experience those. One of the things we like to do here at Woman Act Now is support each other, and whenever we see a young woman like Miss Melanie, y'all ought to try it just for your own benefit. Give it as a gift to someone. We have all of those things available to you on her website, thebrowniefactory.com. What is it, the Brownie Factory?
It's thebrowniefactoryonline.com. And also, in order to get the breakfast bars and have more variety, they can go to melanieskitchen.ecrater.com.
Okay, did you get that? melanieskitchen.ecrater.com, so that you can get the variety pack. That means you get all of these different flavors. I think one of my favorite is probably the apple walnut. Is it apple walnut or cranberry walnut?
It's cranberry apple, and it's made with pecans. You have pecans in there. And flaxseed and oatmeal, all the good stuff. Cinnamon, it's delicious.
Oh, it's awesome, people. It is awesome, and I'm telling you, you can just carry them with you. And by the way, Melanie, I didn't put mine in the refrigerator. I didn't want no cold bar, so mine lasted about two, three weeks. I don't know.
Well, it will last. I just encourage people, just in case you're dealing in a humid environment or something like that, it just keeps everything as fresh as possible. And if you want to take it out 15, 20 minutes before you're about to leave, take the chill off and then, you know, rip that package open and enjoy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I wasn't sure, but we ate them all, dead or alive.
I did want to share one thing before I had to go.
Yes.
I just wanted to give people two things so that they can realize that eating organic is easier than they think. And
yes.
it's called the Dirty Dozen. And the Dirty Dozen is a list of produce that you can purchase, that you should purchase organic, to kind of get you started and get your foot in the door by eating organic, and is not expensive at all. I wanted just to give a list of it. The Dirty Dozen.
We've got 5 minutes, so you're going to give us some tips. So Dirty Dozen, start with number one.
The number one is celery. You should buy organic. Peaches are the next thing you should buy organic. Strawberries, blueberries, apples, nectarines, bell peppers, spinach, kale, or collard greens, cherries, potatoes, grapes, and lettuce.
Wow. And tell us why this is important.
These specific items are very important to buy organic because these items absorb a lot more of the pesticides, about 67% of the pesticides. You can probably find, they did a test on them, and these were the 12 highest vegetables. These are 12 vegetables with the highest amount of pesticides in them, and they found about 67 different chemicals in them.
Yes.
From the pesticides, from the sprays that they put on the, you know, spray over the farms and everything like that. So those 12 items are something that you definitely should buy organic so that you can stay away from the toxins that we're putting in our body. And from a test, it shows that you can actually eliminate up to about 80% of the toxins in your body if you just choose, if you just start to purchase those 12 produce items by eliminating some of those toxins and the pesticides and all that stuff that they spray on them. So those, that was a list that I really wanted people to get because that's important. That's a very big thing, you know.
That is absolutely very, very important. And also, I hadn't heard it before, so I know, like me, the rest of the people on this who are listening to this or watching this, they didn't get that 12 because I didn't get but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 of them. So can you repeat them very quickly again?
Absolutely, starting with celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, bell peppers, spinach, kale, collard greens, cherries, potatoes, grapes, and lettuce.
Wow. And especially those grapes. You know how we buy grapes and plopping them in our mouth and they're gray. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's amazing. We hadn't even talked about water, alkaline water, all of these different things that can really help rid your body of the toxins. We're going to have the good doctor, ask the good doctor on next week for those who are listening to us today. And she's a naturopathic doctor, so you can ask, you got issues? Yeah, bring some of your issues. And she's going to take a little CoQ10 for that, or maybe you need to eat more healthy, maybe you need to eat a little more broccoli, whatever. I don't know what she's going to answer. But tell us, you got any additional tips for us, Ms. Melanie, before we let you go today?
I definitely have a few health tips. I think we actually spoke about some of them already. One of them that I have was eat real food, meaning you don't want to eat anything that was genetically modified, the GMOs you want to stay away from. You want to stay away from food that were prepared in some type of lab and pumped up with flavorings instead of it being real. You want to prepare your own. Like chicken nuggets, exactly, that have 34 ingredients in them, and it shouldn't be. It should be a nugget. It should be chicken. That's what it should be.
That should be the ingredient, people. Just chicken with a little flour.
Right. A little seasoning, a little flour, and call it a day. Not 34 ingredients just to create this one little chicken nugget. That's a little ridiculous. The other thing I wanted people to start doing is also start preparing your own foods. Even if it's a meal or two meals a day, start preparing your own food. If it's at night and you want to prepare your own dinner, I have an easy recipe, and it's a pasta and vegetable recipe that people can use. I'll be definitely getting that to you guys so that you can post it up on your website.
Okay.
And also, one of the things I wanted to also inform people about was, we hadn't got a chance to speak about it, but, you know, there's a controversy between butter and margarine. I want to encourage people, again, when I say eat real food, stop eating the manufactured, factory-made margarine. It is no good for you. It is clogging arteries. It is causing more heart disease than anything, and people need to start eating real. So when you're looking for that butter, don't be afraid to put a little bit of butter on your bread. As long as it's organic and it's real, your body will digest it properly, and you will be able to move forward with your day. You don't have to worry about it clogging anything. You'll be okay. Everything in moderation, but you'll be okay. Eat real food. Our bodies do not know how to digest margarine because we don't know what it is. So we have to stay away from that. And there was a quick little recipe that I wanted to give people on how to make your own butter. You can make it yourself. You'll know what's in it. And it's as simple as getting a small carton of organic heavy cream, a glass jar or a plastic jar, glass preferred, but glass jar or plastic jar with the top. You put about a quarter teaspoon of salt in it, and you shake for 15 minutes. Once you're done, you'll shake away all the liquid, and you're left with the cream. You're left with the actual butter from the heavy cream, and you can use that.
Okay, so you said heavy cream, you know, for some of them folks who don't know what how to cook, how about shake away. What does that mean, shake away?
When I say shake, you literally, you empty out the heavy cream into the jar, you close it with a tight lid, and you shake. You take your arm, it gets you a little bit of cardio, you shake for 15 minutes, and you shake. 15 minutes, that's right, and I do it with my children because I let them take a turn as well. Let them get a little exercise in there, and you just shake, and you can switch arms.
It's going to be a while, people. I know this looks crazy. This looks crazy. If you're watching me on TV shaking, it
looks right.
But crazy. You know what? You know what I'm saying? It looks kind of crazy.
People have to look at it as it's worth it. It's worth it. It's a little introduction to getting people to start being aware of what they're eating, what you're putting in your system. When you make it yourself, you know what's in it. So it's a good way. I think it's good to do with the kids because, again, you can give them the jar, use a plastic jar, of course, and you give it to them. Let them shake for a few minutes. They would love it. They got a whole lot of energy to burn. Let them shake it as much as they want. And then when they're done, they can hand it back to you. You shake it the rest of the way, and you'll see the solid butter in the jar, and then you'll see the liquid that all you do is pour off, and it's done. And that's it.
Okay, the last question I want to ask about that butter, because you know I'm going to make my own butter, people. I'm going to make some butter.
Yes.
On the heavy cream, how much heavy cream? Is that like a little pint, a pint of cream, like a little one or a quart or something?
You can get whatever size you like. Depending on if you get the smaller, I think it's I want to say a quart. If you get the quart, that's the one that you can add about a quarter teaspoon of salt in. If you go higher than that, you're going to have to add a half a teaspoon of salt. And I also recommend sea salt, not the Morton's iodine salt. You want sea salt. You want real salt. So I recommend you get, if you get the quart, you get a quarter teaspoon of sea salt, and if you get a larger size, you know, basically every quart you go up, you add another quarter teaspoon of sea salt so that
you know, I got one person here in studio with me. She want to know about grilling, you know, for those who are still listening. I got to satisfy her need because she's going to ask me why you didn't ask about the grilling side. So, Can't we grill everything you named, those 12 things, we can grill most of it except for our fruits.
You can even grill your fruits. You can grill your peaches. I've grilled peaches before.
Sure, yes, you're absolutely
cut that.
Right.
You can grill your peaches. You can't grill your blueberries. They're a little too small to grill. But I'm trying to think. Is there anything up here? Your cherries, your blueberries, your strawberries, you may not grill, but you won't have to. If you buy them organic, you buy them in their season, when they're ripe, you won't even want to. You'll eat them straight out of the package. They'll be delicious and sweet and ready to go.
So are you talking about grilling meat?
Yeah.
Well, grilling anything.
Is charcoal bad for you?
Yeah.
Too much of it.
Well, when it comes to the grilling, what I learned from grilling, I love grilling. I think if you know how to grill, it is a beautiful thing to do. I grill pretty much, especially now that the weather's getting nicer, I'm outside in my backyard on my grill almost every other day. And I grill chicken, anything I want. If you don't want to get that charcoal contact from the flame, you can put it in aluminum foil and put it right on the grill. It'll still have that same good taste. And it stays juicy. I mean, I love it. And it also is a healthier way to cook.
Yeah. Oh, it's good, people. It's good. It's good. So I want to invite you all next week to listen to Ask the Good Doctor. She's got a new book out. And the Good Doctor is actually LaJoyce Brookshire. She was with us about a year and a half ago. Woman Act Now, Faith Under Fire. And she's going to be joining us on Woman Act Now Radio talking about these healthy issues because she is a naturopathic doctor, is very impassioned about helping you really take control of your health. You know, she is also an advocate on HIV/AIDS with her story with Faith Under Fire and what she endured with the person that she married and being able to help him throughout that process before he passed away. So I want to encourage you to listen in to that show on next week because, ladies, you got the power! And I want to thank our guest. It's Melanie Hickson for joining us today. visit her website, buy the product, people. Let her see your support today. Get 1, 2, 3 bars, whatever. You know, I know you might not have no money. If you don't have no money, buy what you can, okay, people?
Well, I did. I don't know if everybody hears this, but I did want to give at least a 10% discount to any and everyone who makes their orders from hearing the show. If they want to, you know, a little incentive to, you know, get people started and allow them to, you know, get introduced to eating organic and eating organic food that tastes good. So I really, I would like to give a little incentive, you know, 10% off for anyone who's willing to, who heard the show and wants to order.
Okay. Do they call you directly?
They can call me directly. I can give my number that they can reach me at.
That is
631-299-1327. They can reach me at that number. That's my business line. And leave a message if I don't answer, and I will call back immediately. And whatever they're looking for, I can even do specific packaging for people to fit their needs. I want to do that. So.
Okay.
If there's something that they're looking for, I can send them a little sample package. I can do whatever they need so that they can be introduced to organic, because it's very important that they start to see it, feel
awesome.
The effects of it. So.
All right, ladies, here's the final thing that I want to do, because I'm going to be checking out the tweeting, okay? And I want you to go to the Gail King Show and or just tweet at King Gail. At King Gail, you need to eat some breakfast at Melanie's. It tastes like hamburger. I tell you what, I'm going to tweet it, and you can retweet it, but encourage her to visit the Brownie Factory. Tell her how great it is and see if we can't help support Melanie in getting her message and her product to the world. So, ladies, I just love you so much and so grateful that you took the time to join us today, all of our favorite listeners. We're so happy that you were here. And, Melanie, we appreciate you. We love you. We hope nothing but the best. We pray the blessing of the Lord upon your dream and your vision and pray that it will be beyond measure, beyond what you can even imagine or think, as he blesses you and your family financially, spiritually, in your ability to continue to create witty inventions that we know he'll continue to show you those dreams so that you can continue to bless the world. So, ladies,
we'll talk
to you real soon. Keep Miss Melanie and her vision up in prayer, because that's what we do here at Woman Act Now is bless others. So we'll talk to you real soon. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Melanie. Bye-bye.